Exercise 2. Page 31.
Wish You Weren't Here by Charles Hope. Have you had a holiday where something or everything went wrong? Everyone wants to have a good time when they go on holiday. And it can be very upsetting when the dream holiday that you've saved up for and looked forward to all year turns into your worst nightmare. Here are some bad experiences and problems from readers' holidays.
You can just imagine the scene. We had just finished a lovely picnic in a remote mountain forest in central France. Relaxed and happy, we made our way back to the road where we had left our car, only to discover that we had lost the keys. It was getting dark and there wasn't a soul around. I don't think we had ever felt so terrified. None of our mobile phones had any reception, so we just had to wait. Eventually, hours later, we heard the sound of a car coming along the road. Amazingly, the car was the same model as ours, and we waved frantically for the driver to stop. He tried his key in the boot lock, and magically it opened, revealing the keys. They must have slipped out of my pocket. I can't tell you how relieved we felt. Katie Banks.
We were going on holiday to San Diego, USA. We'd booked the holiday online 6 months earlier, and I hadn't bothered to check our passports. I'd just assumed everything was okay. So you can imagine my surprise when we were told at the check-in desk that we couldn't fly because our son's passport was out of date. My wife and daughter checked in, and off they went. Nick and I rushed home, got his birth certificate, and tried to get a new passport. There was a huge queue at the passport office. So I pushed to the front and cried, "My family's gone on holiday and my son urgently needs a new passport." Within an hour, we had his passport. We rushed to the airport, but they told us we were too late, and the next flight was at 5 a.m. At this point, I lost my temper. We spent the rest of the day wandering around the duty-free. We finally arrived at our destination 20 hours later, exhausted but relieved that we could start our holiday. Nigel Barker.
When we arrived at the resort, we were very happy. The hotel was nice, and the staff were polite and friendly. The beach looked fantastic too. Lovely white sand, and not a soul in sight. Then we found out why. As we were walking along the beach, we noticed a sign warning people against swimming in this area. There was a nasty smell to go with it. We had to spend the entire holiday round the hotel pool instead of swimming in the sea. We were very disappointed. Bob and Steve.
Sometimes things go wrong through no fault of your own, but some problems can be avoided altogether. Simple things like wearing a high-factor sun cream or checking the expiry date on a passport could save a lot of time and inconvenience. Other things should go without saying, such as booking your holiday through a reputable travel company and taking out travel insurance. If you want to know how to avoid common travel problems and how to stay healthy on your holidays, visit www.travel-advice.net or www.lonelyplanet.com/health. You'll also find money-saving ideas and advice on planning your next trip. Next week, what can go wrong when you are buying a car?